This recording, Saudi Arabia 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's the story for you. Sarah Berry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, in her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of brogette, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsteady mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated ether. Her offers were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold into Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I live with my father here in the United States, while my mother and two brothers are in my country in Saudi Arabia. My parents are divorced for more than 12 years now, and I lived with my father since I was 7, because in my country they think that a father can take care of the daughter more than her mother, because in the old days the women didn't used to work. So the one who is responsible for the girl is the father. There's a lot of different things between Saudi Arabia and the United States. For example, in the business or work area, a woman is equal to the men. She can work anything. While in Saudi Arabia, the women still can't work in different area than teaching and business. So also, here you can wear what you want, what you like when you go out. In my country, we have to wear something called abaya, which is like a black dress that cover our body, and a hijab, which cover our hairs. I like in the United States how we can express ourselves. We can say anything we want without any worries. And I love in my country that as a Muslim girl, in my country there's the holy place, which we pray there. So I like it so much because I feel more related to God. I miss in my country mostly my family, my mother and my brother. But I wish if they came here, I don't think that I will go back to Saudi Arabia. My goals for the future, first I'm studying health science. I'm planning to be a doctor so I can treat people. Also, I want, I think maybe I will go around the world and help poor people who cannot pay for the medicine and everything. And for every girl's dream is to have a wedding and children. So, yeah. I'm proud that I was able to come to the United States to study because it's not open for everyone. So this makes me proud because I can see that my father and my mother are proud of me. In my country, students who are very good in their studies have a scholarship. The government pay them to study outside the Saudi Arabia, and they give them every month a salary so they can pay the rent and buy stuff and everything. Last years, they started to give a lot of scholarship to students because it gave us an opportunity to go outside and see how it's outside and how they study there. أنا أبغى أكون دكتورة. It means that I want to be a doctor.